These ones have more flatter face and more human, and you see he ha spectrals, as like boobies. So that means they reproduce not by egg, there's by babies, and so that means it's a human species which has reptilian features. You remember when I did this Q&A about galactic sex. We discovered that there were species who were reptilians but were reproducing by not laying eggs, by like mammals, because they were the special species that exist and not true reptilians and mix. So who I else on Mars? A whole different type of species of insectoids. You have the ant people. That's an ant head. When the ant people they stand like that, they are going to attack you. So when they stand up it's not good. Normally when move they go on all their paws and they look like spiders. Image. That's an ant also species. Q. Why do we have such a collective fear of spiders? Does it have to do with galactic war? I think you know these there are that's not these spiders. There are other spiders who are entities, like extraterrestrial very harmful entities, and these spiders just there like vampire entities and they haunt us and they can. We have this knowledge and memory of them. And that's I think why when we see one we go like hoo hoo. Q. Are these insects type that are good? Yes, the insectoids they are very interesting, because they don't have the same ethics and mind-humans for instance or even greys or reptilians. They have a different minds. They don't have the notion of doing good or doing bad. Thorhan, he's connecting to me. The mantis for instance, the Acaron mantis mentioned have no notion of doing good or doing bad. They just do stuff and so the insectoids they're moved by curiosity, mantis. It's not the mantids who work in the abductions. They come from another galaxy. So that's not the same species as we have on Mars. It's more like ant kind of type people, it's different. They are nice. But don't mess with them, because if you get them angry and then on Mars the insectoids they're really nice people. But they are aware that they are under occupation of icy dark fleet. Well everything is gone now, Mars has been liberated. But so they hate. They're gonna hate systematically any humans that they're going to encounter. So they're going to attack and I mean, when they are turned on against you, oh they can rip you in pieces like they have these kind of claws. That rips you into pieces like in no time. What I've seen on orbit of Jupiter, I've seen a famous portal, that was locked on Aldebaran and Thetis now neutralized and taken by the Federation. 425, Mars has been liberated. Why all of this happened? It's all, this war in the star system it's because of the Andromedans, the Zeni have foreseen this seed of the Dark Alliance being starting in our star system. So I was compelled to do a drawing of the Zeni. Images. Now we talk about ships. This is the space station of Thorhan. That's the inside, corridors, and off the corridor, that's a hallway with shops on this side and terraces and plenty. Q. Are the underground bases and underground cities made the same way on all the planets and with the same technology? No, because it depends which build them. Each race has its own way of building. The reptilian shave their ways. They most of the time take other people's facilities. That the greys build their own advanced technology. Well the greys usually get slaves to build for them. Of course the Federation builds on the model Sirius B on planet Mordor. There's a way of building that has been innovated and is now used by the whole Federation, because we put all the knowledge in common in the Federation. So that has really taken off on Alpha Centauri a lot. And this is a Sirius B system originating technology, that's used on all the outposts of the Federation. It's a technology and that's been passed on in the clothing and everything. So it's a way of, when you're in a building you can see outside, it can be transparent, but when you're outside you can't see inside. And you can go through the walls when you have the right frequency key, and there's no doors, you can just open the wall opens and closes behind you. On the station there are doors everywhere, but it's different. But the planetary structures, they're like this. That's very interesting way of building stuff. What is Thorhan doing is a work. Yes he's a fleet commander, but not only. He's more assigned to the station since I've started to work at passing on messages. So he has a part-time job. They have a 3 shifts and they turn and alternates with fleet command, because the fleets have shifts by 3 as well. H has also free time, but he has also not too much now, and he has also this other third time job, which is mission coordinator. So what is his job? He receives orders from mission orders from high command, which is a group. The high commanders are a group of people who take military decisions, and so he receives the mission orders and he has the task to organize them to make it happen. So he's going to just prepare the fleets, equip the fleets and choose the personnel and assign a personnel to ships and missions or whatever. It's a tough job. It's not the job you want to do, because it's basically sending people to war and it doesn't really like it. But someone has to do it. Often I connect with him telepathically and he's at his desk and he's doing all his dispatching mission stuff, and he also has a colleague with him, who is Umit. Here is Thorhan is at work with his Umite friend. Image, it is just a holographic floating screen. That's another view inside of the station corridor. Image, that's in the command quarters. They had taken on board, beamed on board, abducted an astronaut from the ISS, and I just connected in that moment, and I didn't know what was happening. So who is there in this picture? You have this astronaut here, and with all the gears abducted from the ISS. These are people from the high command, Thorhan, Ardana, and Umite. There's maybe a Zen and that's Anahil. What were they doing with this guy? They were trying to convince him not to know something, and I will tell everything what it is about in the book. And I found a guy. I found our mission order of NASA on the NASA side, the name of the guy. It was there, was this photo. I just published it and you can compare. It's just mind-blowing. Image, 426, that's Ardana, the high commander of the station of Thorhan. Recreation center in the station. Another recreational place. I've seen also the children, the hybrids rescued. That's Myra dispatching the hybrid children to a location out of the star system. That's the kids. She explained to me everything about how they help them. They rescue them, they heal them. They put them in medical pods, they make their muscles work and they have very heavy psychological follow-up. That's a very hard work. People I met, that is Akvaru. Sorry ladies, I met his girlfriend, he has a girlfriend. She is a, it's a beautiful couple. That's Jnhan, Thorhan's little brother. Jn is a terraformer, yes, and explains to me everything about terraforming in the book. Now I told you that I met a mantis, and this mantis is working on the station with the scientificer, Denatha, that I met. So Mesha, this mantis, Denatha has saved her life and since Nsh doesn't leave him. So Denatha is a great guy, but he can't have a girlfriend because of Thisbing, who's really doesn't leave him. So it's a funny story, not for him. So that's then their technical stuff. That's one of the devices Thorhan uses to made me communicate with other people, it's a holographic device. There are also technical drawings about spaceships, there's everything you want to know about spaceships. There's no blueprints, because I need to make sketches of the picture I was shown. That's in a scout ship, in the corridor of a scout ship. That's Myra walking. That's in the command of a scout ship. That's Thorhan, myself and Anax. That's me trying the holographic screens, just playing around. The ship wasn't moving, but I was just showing how it works. That's me touching the skin of a ship, and it was absolutely incredible because it's smooth and alive. I also tried the Pleiadian smart suit. I describe all the process and it's quite very impressive. I liked it. But the first time you put it on is like it just compresses your body. Species, there's main significant groups explained, who is who in this galaxy. You have all the humanoid groups in the galaxy, simplified version. There's a whole chapter about humanoid races, who are the different human with races of this star system. So I made portraits of them. I decided because there was a lot of lads to make only female sound only women, then it changes a bit of all these beautiful men. Beautiful females. So you know everything. Who are these people, these races, different drawings. That's Anima the female. You see the difference. And that's a killie tocket. There are brown people too, plenty, plenty. That's an anunnaki, she's gorgeous. You have also at the start explaining how works being beamed up, the two ways. The way of being beamed like this. So you arrive if you're in pajamas, if you're naked, if you are in tracksuits or you arrive as you, that's not really allowed anymore now in times of war. So the method I use most is the light transfer resonance, where I'm beamed, the light being is beamed and re-densified at the destination point and you re-densify as your body, but natural like you always in your 30s, look like, 427, in your 30s and it's your original DNA, if you have hair color or makeup or nails or doesn't go with it, because it doesn't belong to the body. It's just baby skin and natural hair color and you look like 30s. You will ask why all the deities look like in their 30s, because they do that. But it's a way because it's the healthiest age and it's where your DNA is at its best at its most complexion before it degenerates. So does this the stronger almost stable age to be reconstructed, beamed. So that's like transfer resonance. I quite like it, because I look younger upstairs. It's funny. The first time oh my god, where's my nail polish gone? Q, does your book have a register this time? Yes it has. And it's at the start of the book, has a table of content and you can find everything. And for the previous book A Gift from the Stars I wrote it in 4 months like in a hurry, and I didn't save the time to put the table of content and register. I didn't want to modify it because it would have been unfair for all these people who have already bought it. So I didn't touch it but you go on me website alanadanan.org and you go to the page of this book and you find a downloadable pdf of the table of contents after the register. Q. How can we connect with Anax? You can't. Do not try, because it's very dangerous. Do not try to contact extraterrestrials unless you have a personal contact with your personal guides or staff family. If you are not from here, do not try to contact people with whom you have no link, because the air is filled with predators, AI, demons, lower astrals and do not try. Anax does not contact people, he is very busy. If you want to have fun, contact extraterrestrials, connect within yourself and then you will find a way. If you have a staff family, if you are not from, you will find a link to them within yourself. Yes, Venusians are compatible with other races, especially the Dal, Valthor's race. 428. The 11th of September 2021, visiting a meet and mothership https://www.youtube.com/watch. V equals KRH3ZD4BLXG. I have a story to tell. A few months ago I was contacted, more exactly put in contact by higher friends with a wonderful woman named Valerie Ogan. Valerie contacted me, because she is the niece of Elizabeth Clara. The Elizabeth Clara went to Meaton and had a family with Akin, a man from Meaton. She wrote the book Beyond the Light Barrier. Valerie had written a book at her turn testifying of her memories of herself and Elizabeth. They spent a lot of time together. Elizabeth told her a lot of things, that have not yet been published. So Elizabeth, Akin, Haben Akin's brother in Thorhan, well more exactly happened went to meet Thorhan on the Pleiadian battleship and he asked Thorhan to set this up, because it was time. So long story short I helped Valerie to make her book. She had written it all, she had all their documentation and I helped her for the technical part and guided her through getting it published. And thanks to the association of Thorhan and Haben this book is now published and I will soon interview Valerie, and we will do a special video about presenting this, and you can ask questions. But today I want just to share something that just happened. I want to thank Haben and I have hard asked Thorhan to introduce me to him personally. I want to thank him as I have this ability and this chance to be able to go upstairs, to be privileged as an emissary of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Today it happened. Today Anax, that was a surprise, Anax came and took me with him in a six-dimensional ship, incredible. He took me in his arms, It beamed here and he took me in his arms and we dematerialized in the sixth density, passing through a portal shortcut. I don't know how you went there. But we arrived back in the fifth density on the Metan mothership. Anax called it their Proxima Centauri mothership. I know of course Proxima is not a really name. My soul just expanded in a blast of light as the light of Anax's lightship dissipated and I saw the interior of the Metan mothership. We were in a very large and big space filled with light, an incredible white a bit golden sparkle light, sunlight. But we're in a ship. And it was like a greenhouse, it was all glass, well transparent and vegetation, very white and iridescent buildings. I recognize this material. They built the buildings within the Federation, where you can go through, where walls are not only walls. They can be windows, it can be doors, it can be screens. That is famous material. And there was a green. Some grass clear, very clear green, nearly kind of blue, this duck egg blue color. That was the color of the grass, and it was a bit sloppy. So I beamed in my uniform, I always been with the Earth uniform, clear blue with brown stripes and black boots and the belt of course. And there came two towards us, Thorhan and Haben. What struck me, I've never met Metans before, but they are between the Ale and the Umites. They have higher forehead, not as big prominent as the Umites, but a little bit higher than us. I'd say that the hair are here. And he had long blonde hair. Just cut here, like silk, beautiful. And he was displaying a certain age, he had wrinkles and he had amazing clear blue eyes, straight white strong nose but nice features, a noble man. Haben is the high commander of the Metan mothership. I was in awe, my heart was pounding. He took my hands and we bowed then afterwards in the salute of the Federation and I have learned the Pleiadians do this and the Metans do this, other Jeshra, they grew from the ground, it was amazing. Okay. We start to talk. I thanked him for the help and the guidance for Valerie's book to be made and for all the work. I asks where is Elizabeth now? He said she is with Akin on Metan, but they want to keep their privacy. They are happy. An island is with them, their son and there's also now a daughter. They're happy. The son is between Metan and Sirius B system. 429, anyway. Then I said, we spoke about the gravity files the other next step, and he said now it is time that the gravity files are published. It is time humanity knows now and this needs to be released. So we work on that. I asked Haben, why is this that we are in a ship and there is this sunlight? He said, because we are near the sun. And I went, of course there is an atmosphere in the ship, so the sunlight is like daylight, because of the atmosphere. And he said, correct, and we are closer to the sun. I said, where are you? He said, we are in an orbit of Venus. Venus because the Metans have a big huge colony on Venus. They were on Venus since a very long time. They are quite linked with Venus, Metans. I looked and this the light was so blinding, I couldn't really stare at the sun. But it was amazing beautiful, all the vegetation. The Metan love vegetation. They are like the Ale. The Ah love mixing vegetation to architecture and I discovered the method as well. We went down the slope and on a path, it was tiled but like translucent tiles, like plexiglass a bit, and we walked towards the building. And as we were walking, we were talking and they saw Anax and Thorhan were following behind, and he sensed my stress and wonderings about what's happening on Earth at the moment. It's quite scary, it can be. He said, do not worry. All is well. We get this. All you need is to keep your frequency high to get out of the illusion. The illusion has left. You just maintain it, he said, you just now need to wake up to your own sovereignty and freedom. That's your job. The job you need to do. Not enough people are awake and you need to awaken as much as possible. But it is good now. We got this. So do not be in fear, do not be in stress. He said, all will be well. He said, come on, put his hand in my, but come on, I show you. We walked. You how he was dressed, he was bare feet. Everyone is bare feet on this mothership. It's Nis and it was dressing creamy white with a golden belt, large silky creamy trousers with large ends and a tunic with too long, like a scarf and underneath a gold belt. Sleeves like to Tahir. We arrived in a room and I saw the most beautiful thing ever. The most amazing thing I've ever had the opportunity to see. In a circular room there were columns in the wall, half columns of hapillas and panels and walls, and there was few people just touching the panels in the background. I don't know what they were doing, Metans. Not all Metans are blonde, some have brown hair, inotist. And there were a lot of beings on there, I don't know, I still wonder what race it was. They looked like Anax but it wasn't Diggaroth, maybe a Harai. I think they were O-Ori, because you know Anax is of O-Ori origin in an Diggaroth body. I think it was they were O-Ori, a lot on this ship, not the Andromedans of pale blue skin. These ones the O-Ori they had like our color skin, somewhere grayish blue though. My gut feeling says it was O-Ori. In the middle of this room there was this colon like a cylinder. It looked like a core of a ship and it thought it was the core of the ship, that was reared in somewhere and located in this greenhouse. Beauty it looked like it, the cylinder with inside you know these lamps. There's a liquid in it, transparent and you have bubbles of colors and you turn it and the bubbles just move. Well it was that kind of visual, but instead of liquid it was light like plasma, like the same liquid as in the portals. It was a light and golden and it was moving like the bubbles were moving up and down and doing things. It was a liquid light. It looked very much like the material in the portals, but in a different dynamics. But I knew that wasn't really the same thing. I said what is this? He didn't say, said guess. I went okay, looks like a core engine with a plasma in it, or is it kind of sort of condensed vril? He said no. He said this is what you call on Tiru a looking glass. I nearly fell my knees. A looking glass, a technology that allows you to look remotely into the future and the past through time? A looking glass? Yes, he said. I am going to show you now that I am not telling stories. You can ask yourself and you will see. I cannot describe the emotion. I mean a looking glass. So I say okay. How do I do that? He said, just send the manifested frequency, thought, and I will enter it into the looking glass and you will see. Okay, so I didn't know how it was going to work out, but I did exactly what he said. I stood in front of it, Haben went to the other side and a little bit on the left. I could still see him, not exactly the other side, and Anax was here and Thorhan with you and I trusted myself and I trusted the advice and I trusted Haben. 430. I closed my eyes and I concentrated and as I have learned to mind talk I sent a thought to this plasmic bubble stuff and I said Earth 100 years from now. Haben had told me that I needed to be very precise, exactly precise. It's like coordinates. Earth, 100 years from now open my eyes, focus on the mind. Talk Earth 100 years from now and the bubbles stabilize and crystallized in kind of a geometric pattern. It was weird, like you when water freezes, the ice makes some strange lines and stuff, that was it. But in holographic or 3D thing like in this cylinder. And I saw a picture like us crying in a crystal ball same, and I saw Earth, 100 years from now. Okay, the vision hovered above the Earth. And there was such a beautiful light energy coming from here. And as it went down, the vision went down in the atmosphere, there were more green everywhere, more trees, trees and vegetation was regrowing again and spreading on the planet again. And I saw cities looking a bit like our modern cities, like Dubai for instance or the center of London, this kind of buildings. But it was tasteful, beautiful and there were anti-gravity vehicles floating. And there were even some facilities, some kind of small buildings floating anti-gravity. And there were vehicles going up and down. It's like if it was the start of building cities like in Star Wars, you know the cities with everything is anti-gravity and stuff. It was beautiful, it was interesting. It was very pleasant to see architecturally, but I will qualify beautiful something I've seen later after. And there was a feeling of a peace and I knew that there was peace on Earth. Earth was federated and it seemed like technology had advanced like amazingly, Incredible jump. Haben said that I can do it as many times as I want. So I said this solar system, 200 years from now the light just the vision just disappeared and the light just liquefied again and recrystallized in the different shape I'd say dot and then I saw the same cities on Earth but with more higher buildings and more stuff and thesky and there were bigger facilities in the sky floating, and more vegetation. And then the vision went out of Earth in the star system there were space stations in orbit, incredible, it's so crowded in theater. And then we went, the vision went to Mars and I saw human colonies on Mars. Of course it was underground, human colonies sharing territorial space with the locals. The atmosphere was starting to get damper and changed and there was some kind of moss growing on some rocks. I saw the locals on Mars having taken their territory, their planet and ruling, working together with colonies. The Earth colonies were growing a lot of food, they were developing 200 years from now a lot of food, and they were really into a program of really settling on Mars like crops under biodomes. And then I saw the locals. And I have to say, these made me emotional I actually crit thea. Why? The local Martians are reptilians and insectoids. The insectoids live in the deserts in few wild areas. It's their territory. They are masters there, and they start to learn how to live in cooperation with humans. And the reptilians, the Martian reptilians are helping them, the Tiru and Izor the Tiru. This reptilian race which is now at the moment is the Martian resistance, the Altdorf they are fiery and like really you know at the moment's resistance and they're great and thicker then because they knew peace force since so long ago. They haven't had this peace. Now they were free. So they could stop fighting and finally consecrate themselves to their own development, social, cultural, spiritual. And I was shown the feeling of freedom was intense. I won the Tiru. The reptilians as a society of wise people. There was peace and calm I saw a group of them, I think they were an elite, there was a very spiritual aura going off them, which surprised me because I've always been depicted the Tiru reptilians like fighters. And no, they're not only that dot they can fight, it's like us, we can fight when we need to. But besides that we are spiritual beings, and they are. And they were now having time to consecrate themselves to this evolution. I saw a group of them, there were 6 or 7 dressed in robes with patterns on it, like round patterns like a little bit what I'm wearing now, but all in brown and white and creamy and yellow a bit. One of them had a staff and they look so ancient and so wise. I saw them and I was so happy for them. Not only they got their planet back, but they could develop as a normal culture now, as spiritual beings. This was so beautiful. They looked so noble and ancient and wise. The emotion was amazing. And the vision went away from Mars and the vision told me that there were so many colonies of humans of Terra in other star systems already. 200 years from now. The vision came back and, 431, dissipated. Now all I could see was the liquid of the time portal, the looking glass, just liquefying again and starting to move. I said to Haben once more. And did. I said humanity of Earth, and 1,000 years from now and I saw Earth, more vegetation, higher cities. Now there were floating cities in the atmosphere of Earth to allow the ground to be more natural. More animals, more vegetation, more wildlife and thesities were floating. Humans were more in these anti-gravity cities less on the ground. There were some cities on the ground. It was like looking crystalline, beautiful. The air was pure, clear. The sun was bright. There was peace, but I was something else. There was a feeling of higher density. 5th or 6th. I couldn't tell, but it wasn't 3 or 4 anymore. It was 5th or maybe 6th. 5th I think. And humans of Earth were taller. They looked a lot like the Oori actuarians, skin was paler, hair were more scarce or even no hair, head was bigger but not the head, the forehead higher. It seemed like the evolution of a human being goes from Homo sapiens sapiens to beautiful Pleiadian style, Nordic style. The structure of the body is like this Nordic type, like Thorhan's sturdy strong bone sitk, and then you go towards the Ummites, the meeting between Ahl and Ummites.